evening all. Walking home just from Arch and Towers after myself, Johnny Redhead and Sports Desk Pete went along to Crown Meadow for Lowestoft's training. Got to have a kick around. I think I hit the target, not very often, but we didn't actually take part in training. We just kind of amused ourselves while Craig Fleming made sure the squad got put through their paces properly. And then we did a bit of a crossbar challenge, which again, me and Johnny shied away from. Seriously, I can't kick the ball 50 yards, let alone off the ground and anywhere near the crossbar. But once again, it was just an absolute delight to go down to Crown Meadow, have a chat with the players and the coaching staff and the managers, and genuinely, they're in a fantastic position to gain promotion, possibility of playing in the Ryman Premier Division next season. And having followed them through two Vars campaigns over the last two seasons and what have you, it's a fantastic club that fully deserves the success that it's almost certainly going to get at the end of this season, and hopefully beyond then too. Apparently they've got a few ground developments that they're working on to make sure they can play in Blue Square North and South, which is the second level of the conference. So good times at Lowy. And I think the day's main news was that Celtic have parted ways with Tony Mowbray, which isn't surprising considering they lost 4-0 at St Mirren last night. Do they come calling for Paul Lambert, I wonder? But it won't be until the end of the season. But I'm almost certain someone will ring someone at Carrow Road. From then on, it's about who decides what.